the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has ordered another pause on 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, but he insists there will not be another.
I said, look, I'm going to do it, but that's it. Don't come back to me after the 2nd, April 2nd. I don't want to hear from you after April 2nd. We're not going to be doing it.
Canadian officials say they're being unfairly punished. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Toronto, where he's spoken with Premier Doug Ford.
If he doesn't drop them for good, Ford says Ontario, which transmits electricity to the United States, will put a 25% tariff on power sent to Minnesota, Michigan, and New York starting Monday.
China's foreign minister vowing to retaliate against what it calls the U.S. arbitrary 20% tariffs. It accuses Washington of meeting good with evil. Wang Yi, through an interpreter.
No country should fantasize that it can suppress China and maintain good relations at the same time. Such two-faced acts are not good for the stability of bilateral relations or for building mutual trust.
President Trump is calling for a more precise approach to mass firings of government workers. He's told agency leaders they're the ones who should be making the decisions, not Elon Musk. FEMA's former chief financial officer, fired last month in her first interview since, she tells CBS News she was unfairly targeted by the DOGE chief on X.
My name has been slandered. I've been personally attacked. My family has been harassed.
Two Army soldiers and a former soldier are under arrest, accused of selling military secrets. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The two active duty soldiers at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State and former soldier from Oregon are accused of selling sensitive military information to buyers in China. The Justice Department says one of the active duty soldiers exchanged information about armored vehicles used by the Army in exchange for money. The former soldier allegedly sold hard drives to the buyers.
Another uncrewed SpaceX Starship mega rocket has blown up during a test flight from Texas. Brett Watswick saw debris streak through the sky from his boat in the Bahamas.
It maybe got about 20 degrees above the horizon and, you know, turned into a huge ball of fire.
The FAA temporarily halted flights at several airports in Florida. Hate to break it to you, butter lovers.
A study by Mass General Brigham looked at the diet of 200,000 people and found people who consumed more soybean, canola, and olive oil had lower rates of cancer and death, and people who ate more butter had higher rates of cancer and death. Simply switching from butter to plant oils could lower your risk of death by as much as 17%.
CBS's Michael George. S&P futures up 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 15-year-old Racine County boy accused of killing his mother has been charged as an adult. Reed Galinsky is charged with first-degree intentional homicide after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. According to prosecutors, the teen was inspired by a documentary about the Menendez brothers and admitted to hitting his mother with a dumbbell before stabbing her. Galinsky appeared in court yesterday with bond set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine Fire Department faced a challenging 24-hour period this week. The first of three structure fires was called in Wednesday night, each fire with a different cause and no injuries. The first incident, a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, resulted in $67,000 worth of damages and claimed the life of a pet. The second fire on Washington Avenue was apparently caused by careless cigarette disposal. The final fire yesterday afternoon on Grand Avenue was caused by an electrical component failure. Again, no injuries to residents or firefighters reported in any of those incidents. Sitting with style still isn't happening. First District Congressman Brian Stiles says he's staying accessible to constituents, but gave no indication of scheduling another in-person town hall. In communication with the Janesville Gazette, Stiles said he didn't have anything upcoming, but did point to in-person town halls held in January. The lack of interaction comes after GOP leadership allegedly advised members against holding in-person events. Watch out in Walworth County today. The State Patrol is out with a special enforcement working with local police. They'll be looking for speeding and reckless driving. The operation uses crash data to determine where the enforcement effort is enhanced. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Brewers blank the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers shut out the Oakland A's last night 10-0 in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy asked if the crew can make the playoffs again this year.
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again.
College basketball, Marquette getting ready to host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum tomorrow. The Badgers take on Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The UWM Panthers losing at home to Oakland 72-64 in the Horizon League tournament, ending their season at 21-11. And Mason Crosby retiring today as a Packer. He only played for one other team, the Giants, after leaving Green Bay.
I'm so grateful for the Packers allowing me to let me retire and be done and be a Packer forever, because that's where my heart is. And I hope everybody knows that I did play three games one other place, but I will be a Green Bay Packer forever.
That's former Packers kicker Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I had to go to the dentist. I'm very scared of dentists. I have a phobia. You know, I go into the office and I'm waiting. Little kid comes out and he's crying. The dentist bends over, gives him a lollipop. I'm like, don't take that, man. That's what got you here in the first place. Don't do it. The dentist brings me to the office. He starts digging in my mouth. He's like, there's some bleeding from your gums. You must not be brushing. I'm like, it wouldn't have anything to do with that big metal hook, would it? Yeah. Freddy Krueger? Yeah. He's like, all right, I want to do an x-ray. I'm like, I don't want an x-ray. He's like, no, it's totally safe. So he throws the lead napkin on me, runs out of the room, you know. He's in that big Star Trek booth with the goggles on, you know, in that machine, like, something's burning, you know. He's like, stay still, move. So then I get Novocaine, which is like instant paralysis. You know, I'm trying to hail a cab, nothing's working. I'm out in the street like, all the drivers are driving by like, no. No, shift change, no.
Right. It's 7:07. Good morning at WRJN Local News, Tamla's Hits. Boy, am I lucky. I've got Autumn Lattimore in this morning. Friends of the Racine Public Library. Why don't you move a little closer to that microphone? I want to hear every single word you have to say. I don't want to miss anything this morning.
Good morning, Don.
What a cheerful person. The first thing she did when she came in this morning was saw me battling with a roll of scotch tape, fighting with it.
It was an epic battle.
And you saw it. It was a bad roll.
It was.
Then I got a second roll, but the box was open. And I knew something was wrong when the box was open.
And there was something.
And there was something. You know what people do? And this is they've been laying here for years and years, maybe a decade or so. When people could, they put it back in the box and let the next sucker deal with it. And here we are.
But you won.
15 years. No, the first one I threw in the garbage. I lost.
You still won. You got rid of it.
I smashed it. You saw what was doing. It was like spaghetti with scotch tape. I couldn't get it. The roll
was
started.
Quite entertaining. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so I got it done. Okay, so we got a lot happening at the Racine Public Library. We're so lucky to have a library like this.
We have an amazing library.
First of all, huge.
It's huge.
It's not one of those. I mean, all libraries are good.
Yes.
But it's not a small one-story. This is like.
No.
It's like a
beautiful space.
And yes.
It's in some great real estate, you know, here in town as well.
What beautiful. I want to do sometime is go in that elevator. It says 1, 2, and the third button doesn't have anything written on it.
Oh.
I want to go in there and hit that third button. I'm afraid it's going to be like the Twilight Zone.
You go up there,
all the mannequins come to life. It's that floor you shouldn't be on.
Exactly.
I'm always tempted to hit that button and say, I hit it by mistake.
Don't hit that button.
And then
don't hit that button.
You'll see people from all the authors of the past that have died. They're on that third floor of the library. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Well.
I don't want that. All right. So you're with the Friends of the Racine Public Library.
I am.
Now, you're not an employee of the library, but
I am not.
But you help the library prosper and people.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Friends believe in the library and we support them as best we can.
Now, you take donations.
We do.
And you sell them to raise money.
We do.
Now, I already mentioned this to people at the library. I have about 1,000, maybe a little more, DVDs and Blu-rays, which are pretty common. It's not a big deal about those. But I have something you guys don't have. There was a process back in the 50s called Cinerama, which was a big widescreen curve process. Mm-hmm. And they made all these movies in Cinerama, the travelogues. And then they made two
movies in the three-screen process, How the West Was Won and The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm. Then they made the Cinerama films, It's a Mad World, 2001, A Space Odyssey. They made all these Cinerama films. I have every Cinerama film that was ever made.
I guarantee you would take that as a donation.
And I have all the travelogues in Blu-ray and DVD. I even have one that's not available anymore called Circus World with John Wayne that was filmed in Cinerama. It's from Korea, but it's in English with no subtitles. So it's, I don't know how, but I got it. And so the library will have my complete Cinerama collection when I die.
I love it.
And I will donate that, and you guys can sell them. You can put them on the shelf because I'll be 6 feet under, and I won't care what you do with them.
Well, we will take any donation, and that's the whole point of our donation day coming up on Saturday, March 15th. We're open from 11 to 3, specifically the Friends. The library's open much longer, but we are looking for your books, your magazines, your comic books, your graphic novels, your games, and your puzzles. If you're a puzzler like I am, that's a great place to get puzzles. And all the proceeds from your donations will benefit the library. We put most of our fundraising dollars towards programming for our area children and youth. So let's buy the kids some books.
All right. And how do people donate?
You can drive up to the library. Just let us know in that little nice little roundabout there. Just come in and we have volunteers that will come out with carts or, you know, they'll help you pull it out of your car. And we get wonderful donations. We've had some great, we had one woman who gave us an entire series. It was like, I don't know, hundreds of books of cozy mysteries.
Oh, that's great.
And we really appreciated it. Because
and then you
it
have
a long way.
And you have sales and you could sell them and get the money.
That's correct. Because then the used book sale is April 24th through the 26th.
The Digital Literacy Fair is coming up March 22nd. What's that?
That is through the library. We have the city of Racine is their Digital Divide Roundtable. It from 11 to 2 on the 22nd, they're having a fair that really helps to fundamentally provide skills and pathways for people to understand more about technology and how it's a necessity, not just a hobby. Or if you want to learn more about it as a career, there's information there as well. There's all kinds of organizations that will be there to help you.
I don't know anything about digital technology. You wouldn't know it by looking at me sitting here.
Well, you seem to.
Yes, but, I'm like a monkey. They told me what to do.
That's a pretty complex board in front of you, Don.
But I'm like a monkey. They said, hit this button, hit that button. And I learned it just
You're doing pretty good. It's kept you going.
There were dogs that do this now, where they could teach dogs to hit buttons, and
I want to see that. I want to see that for sure.
Seed library opening soon. What's a seed library?
Oh, that's one of my favorite things. Oh, gosh.
These are real seeds we're talking about.
Seeds, right? We're in the springtime, and it's time to get your gardens going. We have a seed library that you can come to. It'll be open pretty soon with new vegetable seeds. There's some fruit and herb seeds. And on March 20th, that first day of spring, you can come in and find the seeds that you want. The seeds are free, and you don't need to be checked out or anything of that sort.
I got to tell my wife about this. We have two giant box gardens in our backyard.
She needs to be there.
She grows everything.
Yes.
I don't grow anything because if it comes in a box at the supermarket, I'll buy it. But she grows her own food. And we had these two box gardens built. You know what a box garden is?
Of course.
It was made with railroad ties.
Yeah.
And she's always looking for seeds.
She needs to come to the library.
All right. So we're looking for that. And that starts March 20th.
And goes through June 21st or until supplies run out.
Yeah. Spring is only, what, 2 weeks away?
2 weeks away.
I'm
ready for it.
And we already have some snow in the forecast today. All right. Taxes. The ugly word.
Yeah.
April 15th. I got to get my stuff together. It's in a big envelope. I just have to put it together for my tax lady.
Yeah.
So she understands
April 15th is coming. But you know what? You can get help from the United Way of Racine County. There's a volunteer income tax assistance program at the library. And that's known as VITA. It has a very provocative name. And and they're hosting free tax preparation and filing right there at the library. So And that's throughout the county as well. But they'll be at the library on Tuesdays from 10 to 2 and Thursdays from 2 to 7.
Well, you're really into this. I like that.
Hey, we got to get the tax.
I don't donate my time for anything. And I'm so happy there are people like you who actually donate their time.
There is nothing like donating your time.
There is. And I wish I could do it. I can think you can.
It's
our
most valuable asset.
But it's going to cut into my watching Dateline reruns on TV, watching YouTube videos. It's going to cut into all that stuff.
Wow.
No, I will. We have something on the air here. And I think I want to do it. It's for visiting seniors and sitting with them. And because I remember I did it with my mom and my dad.
I love that.
Yeah. And
they really appreciate it, too.
Yeah. I think I might do something like that.
You need to. You have a little bit of a gift for gab. Keep you busy.
Yeah. My wife's saying you talk too much. Yeah. The minute I stop talking, you better start getting on the unemployment line.
The rest of us.
Yeah, right. I better keep talking. Autumn Lattimore is here, friends of the Racine Public Library. Right now, Pete Schwabba, WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The TV FBI is being canceled. The real-life FBI, well, that remains to be seen. But for creator Dick Wolf's FBI franchise, the news is not good. FBI Most Wanted and FBI International have both been kiboshed by CBS. Both shows are spinoffs of Wolf's FBI and often won their time slots, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, so my only guess is that Dylan McDermott's acting is so cringe in FBI Most Wanted that they canceled both shows. Sticking with the world of espionage, despite what was supposed to be a highly anticipated second season, Netflix has announced it is canceling The Recruit after just two seasons. Variety reports the show drew just 5.9 million viewers in the first 4 days of the season two release. The news was confirmed when actor Colton Dunn, who plays operative Lester Kitchens, spilled the beans on social media, then also asked for work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Autumn Lattimore is here, friends of the Racine Public Library, kind of a fundraising and what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word for people who do things like you're doing, and I'll think of it in a second when I'm not trying to think of it, but it's, things go out of my head like that.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
The way it is for all of us, trust me.
Philanthropic. That was the word I was looking for.
Absolutely.
Philanthropic things you do for the library. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about Donation Day is coming up at the Racine Public Library Saturday, March 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go through your collections. Don't bring old beat up junk. But I mean, if you have a nice collection of books or records, DVDs, you never know what somebody else needs.
DVDs?
Yeah, DVDs. People, it's hard to find them now.
Comic books.
And people want to buy them.
Yep.
And the taxes do. Oh, seed library. This is one my wife has to go to. The seed library. This is actually, we're talking about real seeds that you put in the ground, by the way.
Yes.
And how many varieties do you think you get there?
Ooh, that's a good question. There's a lot. Think of any vegetable. We've got
I don't eat vegetables.
Okay, neither do I. But they're a good thing to have. We have to, support the vegetables.
I do eat. I eat like green peppers. I have salads, but I don't eat the cauliflowers, the broccolis. I don't eat those.
Asparagus.
No, I don't think forget it.
Yeah.
My mother made a mistake once to put peas on my plate. My father made me eat them, and I didn't eat them. He said, "You're gonna sit at the table till you eat." I said, "Okay, I'll sit here for 24 hours. I don't care."
Me with lima beans.
Sat there for 2 hours. Now, if it's in soup, I'll have it.
No.
No,
if
it's disguised, I can eat it.
No.
The Digital Literacy Fair is March 22nd by the City of Racine Digital Divide Roundtable. This is for people, a technology thing. You want to stay the latest on technology because it ain't going away, folks.
No.
It's only getting bigger.
Not at all. It's getting bigger.
Technology never sleeps. Gets bigger.
It does not. And that's a great place to learn about more, better, latest, you name it.
Taxes due April 15th, and don't wait until April 14th because that's not good.
Not at all.
You got to get going now with that, and I'm one of those people.
And the VITA program is wonderful, and they offer sessions for help in English and in Spanish. So
used books and reads by local authors, April 24th through the 26th. This sounds interesting. What is this?
So whenever you donate all those wonderful books to us, we have a sale. And we have a wonderful force of volunteers within the Friends, and they put together an incredible sale right there on the first floor. It's for 3 days. The Friends, actually, if you're a Friends member, the members only day is on Thursday, April 24th from noon to 6. But the general public can come for two shopping days on Friday the 25th and on Saturday the 26th from 10 to 4. And in addition, on the 26th, the library has a local author showcase. So we're kind of excited about that because it's a nice partnership, right? Lots of traffic that day. And if you go to the second floor from 10 to 4, there's various presentations from local authors. You can buy their books. You can talk with them. And I think we have more than a dozen different authors that day.
This was your last local authors day I went to.
Oh,
and
wow.
Wait a second. Yeah, it's nothing yet. Hold on a second here. And I collected everything they gave out. And we've had some of these people on the air with us.
Great.
I want to get more on the air. We've had three of them on the air already.
That's great.
Including Rory Graves, Haunted Racines. She wrote the local. We had Carol Gianforte on the air. We had, where's her name here? I got it here. This lady here. Laura, is it Gillot? Laura Gillot. She wrote this. And as long as I had their phone numbers and contact numbers,
that's
I was able
wonderful.
To get all. So I kept all this stuff. This was from the last one you guys had.
Well, for this next one, we have Aisha Montgomery, Terrence Roundtree, Kevin Kleusner, and Carrie Hyatt, for sure.
And when is this?
This is actually on the 26th, only on the 26th, but it's from 10 to 4.
Is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Good, okay. So I'll pick up. This was the last one. I got all the stuff.
So you should make sure you come.
Yeah, and unfortunately, some of those people didn't give me their contact information. It's very difficult to get contact information. You'd think it'd be easy. I mean, you go on Facebook and you still can't get it. You go to the publisher and it's just...
Authors are busy writing. They're not as good at the PR, right? So you can't blame them.
You can't get a hold of them.
They're using their powerful minds to create new worlds and commentaries for us.
Everybody says to me, why don't you write a book? Because I talk a lot and I have a lot of stories. It's not that easy to write a book.
No, but you can talk a book and then have someone else help you write it.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, we're reading several books right now. My wife reads to me. Because she reads. I love the way she reads. So we lay in bed and she reads. She read Carol Gianforte's entire book to me. And now we're reading Bob Barry's book. Bob Barry, you know who Bob Barry was?
Mm.
The legendary disc jockey in Milwaukee, reading his book.
That's pretty cool.
And although it's a lot of inside stuff, my wife still finds it interesting. It's a lot of inside radio stuff, but it's very good. We'll have him on the air when I get done with that.
That's a lovely way for you all to bond.
Yeah, Haunted,
I'm impressed.
Haunted Racine. And we also had another author on. They wrote a book about Weird Wisconsin, I think it was called.
I love that.
And they're all strange, odd things about in our state that you can go find out for yourself. It's not haunted. It's weird things. Like, this is the oddest one of all. Up in, I want to say Spooner or somewhere around there, when John F. Kennedy was running for president, he stopped at this bar, had to use the restroom. And they have the stall that the urinal that he used with his name above it. It's just things like that that are in Wisconsin that you don't know. John Kennedy's where he went to the bathroom.
Look at that.
And but there's other things in there. Yeah, but there's other things too. One I told them about that they might add in the next book they do is the biggest flagpole in the world, and it's located in Sheboygan. I have pictures of it. I'll show you.
Sheboygan's my town.
Yeah, they have pictures of it. It's an insurance company. It is huge.
Love Sheboygan.
You can actually have workmen climb up the center of the pole. That's how big it is. And I'm trying to remember, 250 pounds. That's the weight of the flag.
Wow.
It's huge.
Wow.
And they didn't know about it. Now they do.
Now you do.
Weird Wisconsin.
Now we all know about it.
Well, if somebody wants to become a friend of the library, how do they join?
You can come to the library. You can go to the library's website. We have brochures there. You can get on lined at the Friends of the Library. Look on the main library website and you'll see our little button to become a member of the Friends.
It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library.
Oh my goodness.
That's what the old jingle used to say. Then the announcer came on, that's library.
We encourage everyone to be a friend of the library.
Well, that's great. You know, we have such a good library system. I got scotch tape all over me. We have so.
You and the scotch tape. Live this down.
Well, I got it all over me. Little pieces of scotch tape I got to get off. I got to get that off in a few minutes. It's just a great library. If you haven't been there in a while, they have everything there. It's not just books. It's everything. They have learning labs. They have so many programs. There's always a program
Absolutely.
To be interested in.
We've got special teen classes. We have a special area for 3D printing and
that
business
stuff. I still don't get that at all.
All kinds of cool stuff.
I know. Autumn Lattimore from the Friends of the Racine Library. And I want to thank Anna because she was supposed to be on Wednesday, was it? So earlier in the week,
yeah.
And I screwed up, and thank you for coming in on Friday.
You are so welcome, Don. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Autumn Lattimore from the Racine Public Library, Friends of the Racine Public Library.
That's exactly right.
The rest of the story, Paul Harvey now, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. That's Sunnyside Florist bringing you the rest of the story with Paul Harvey.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. This is the story of two sons, one who was loved and one who was not. It was the elder son who won his parents' adoration. He was tall and blonde and robust, heroically handsome, breathtakingly charming. The younger son, the unfavored one, was a timid little boy with thick glasses and ears that stuck out, and a chronically sickly child darkened in his elder brother's all-encompassing shadow. A misfit whose obtrusively second-class treatment caused a family friend to nickname him, despite his gender, Cinderella. It was the boy's father who set the formidable standards that poor little Cinderella could never seem to live up to. Dad was the big man in town, the police chief, the embodiment of the law, and the role model for the community. His own athletic inclination caused him to demand a rivalry between his sons in every imaginable sport, running, wrestling, boxing, anything. And when the younger son would lose the contest, as most often he did, Dad would always rub it in. "Tell me which one of you is the best," the old man would demand. And humiliated, on the verge of tears, Cinderella would nod in the direction of his Adonic Olympian older brother. There may have been a terrible suspicion behind that blatant and aggressive favoritism, for often after Dad had been out drinking with friends, he would come home and rave at his wife that this younger boy of theirs was not his. Yet whether the repeated accusation was inspired by additional knowledge or innate antipathy, the word bastard rang loudly in the little boy's ears, and once again, quietly as always, his heart would break. By the age of 10, Cinderella's fear of his father was so intense that the latter's raised voice was enough to make the child wet himself. And so, with no hope of ever attaining Dad's approval, the sad, sickly little boy indulged in the only thing left to him, a fantasy. A fantasy that someday, some way, he would be big and he would be strong. He'd be big and strong enough to protect himself from the bullies of his childhood, his brother and his father. The older boy grew up, and he squandered his parents' incessant encouragement. He, with the head start, squandered the unequivocal favor which he received from his father. He became a drunk, a womanizer, continually embattled and indebted, drifting aimlessly from job to job. Time and again, he ran afoul of the law. Only once was he arrested for assaulting an old lady. That landed him in prison for a year. And then one night, drunk and driving a girlfriend's car, he crashed and was killed. Home folks recall a notable absence from the funeral, that of the reckless young man's younger brother. And so you've heard a tale of two sons, one loved and one scorned, and yet the poignancy of its conclusion lies less in that the latter survived than in how he survived. By becoming bigger and stronger and self-esteemed thereby, you never even knew the errant son, the favored one named Meinhard Schwarzenegger. But you know the kid brother now. The one with the thick glasses and the big ears, the boy who was once called Cinderella, unknowingly destined for the inaugural ball, the little fellow named Arnold Schwarzenegger. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story on WRJN every morning at 7:25 and with Dan Marcus at 12:05 at 7:30 on the Noggin. Let's check news. Local news now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha fire crews worked into the early morning fighting a fire at an empty building. Online records show the facility on fire on 13th Court near 45th used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Large flames were seen at the onset. We're working on learning more about what happened. An inmate from Racine serving time at Waupun for an armed robbery has died. The death of 23-year-old Damian Evans marks the seventh fatality at the prison since June of 2023. The cause of Evans' death remains unknown. Previous inmate deaths at the state's oldest prison have been linked to suicide, fentanyl overdose, stroke, and malnutrition. The former warden and eight staff members have been charged with misconduct and felony inmate abuse. The senator from Vermont and the congressman repping central Wisconsin will be in Kenosha today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is holding an event tonight at UW Parkside, part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. Congressman Mark Pocan from the 2nd District is also speaking. This and other similar events are being held in areas where Republicans won in 2024. The rally gets going at Parkside at around 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, our Wisconsin dairy producers are doing a wonderful job not only producing milk, but producing top-quality milk. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What we may not realize is the quality of the milk that we're bringing to the marketplace is actually creating a bit of a surplus that's impacting things like butter prices. Bryce Windecker is a dairy farmer himself in upstate New York. He's also a broker with EverAg.
There is so much cream floating around out there. We haven't seen cream multiple prices this low since COVID. And since everyone is making at least, 4.5% butterfat seems to be a normal number in conversation. We're making all this butter, and I think we're ready for a big reset in 2026 with how much we're building inventories. It's oddly similar to 2021 when we were sub $2 butter prices.
Bryce Windecker, he's a dairy farmer himself, also a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said that we also need to keep an eye on USDA food-related programs. If funding stays in place, that may help to eliminate some of the stress on our butter complex. How did butter perform yesterday? Those numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
On Thursday, the barrel cheese dropped a nickel to 165.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a quarter, 162.75. Double A butter up a penny and three quarters, 230 a pound. This morning, December new crop corn is down 2 right now at 449. November new crop beans down 2.5 at 1018. And the July wheat's down 7 at 561. April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 13 cents, currently at 1733. May close 19 cents lower. At 1755 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. More news anytime you need it at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm PM Yankee.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
If you're lucky, you'll find one person out of all the billions on the planet, the billions, you'll find one who will live with you for the rest of your life. One. And I got news for you. They don't like you that much either. But it's better than being alone. I say get married. Just find someone, hook up, and do it. Just do it. If you're dating right now, it's too much pressure. For what? For what? Right? If you're on a date right now, you come out, is everything okay? Are you happy with the seats? Are you okay? Do we park too far? Is everything... If you're married, they can't say anything. If they complain, just turn to the... You wanted to go out, we're out. Work, right? You see dating couples in a restaurant, they're just yapping away. As soon as they sit down, the waiter comes over. I'm sorry, we didn't even open it up. We've been talking so much. Married couples' menus right up in each other's face. I can talk to you for the rest of my life. I'm here to eat something you did not cook.
Hoffman with me from Marcus Theaters. And Brett, do you remember where you took your very first date when you were a teenager or whatever?
Very much so, yeah.
Where'd you take him? Take her?
We went to the movies. So that seems to be a first date for a lot of people.
It was my first date, the Pequa Theater in New York. I took my date. We didn't say one word on the entire date. I think she didn't know how to say no to me. I was in high school, so she went anyway. And we didn't talk. My mother drove us because, you know, I was like 15 or 16 years old. And my mother drove us to the theater. I can't remember saying one word to her. I can remember every movie I've ever seen and the theater I've seen it in, but I cannot remember that movie because the whole date was a blur. And I was just concentrating on, how do I get her to talk and acknowledge my existence? And I couldn't even tell you the movie. And that's the only movie I can't track down. To tell you what it was. Anyway, talk about first date. It's a horrible date. Now, I do remember the first movie I took my current wife to. It was the movie with George Clooney, and it was about Edward R. Murrow, and I'll think of the name in a second. It just came to me. Do you know the movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's called Good Night and Good Luck.
Good Night and Good Luck. Movie I took her to. Yep. Yep. All right, let's talk about, before we get to the new movies, let's do the new movies first, then we'll get to your Oscar picks, because you were doing real well, and then it went south.
That's exactly right. I was doing just fine until kind of the very end there, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, till it got to the...
And what's going on.
Till it got to the big categories, then everything went south. Okay, I have two new movies coming out. Let's talk about it. Mickey 17 is the first one.
That's right, Mickey 17. This movie is getting tremendous ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. Critics and audiences love it. It's directed by Bong Joon-ho, which he's a South Korean filmmaker. He brought us the Best Picture movie, Parasite, in 2019. And here he's back with this sci-fi movie that's set in the future. The plot follows a man who's played by Robert Pattinson, who actually signs up to be this expendable person in space to help colonize an ice planet. And what that means is he signed up to be a disposable worker who gets cloned, and each time after he dies, he remembers his previous lives, but this is the job you sign up for. The work is very, very dangerous, colonizing other planets, and he has signed up for this. So Robert Pattinson is in it, of course. He is tremendous. We've got an Oscar award-winning director. So this should be a great movie. It is Mickey 17.
You know, you mentioned Parasite. That was a good movie. My wife and I saw it, and it's a subtitle movie, but it was very, very good with a good ending. I really liked that movie, Parasite. And I'd never heard of it before it won Best Picture, so you never know. Okay, what's the next movie? We got another movie opening up.
Let's see. The other movie is Rule Breakers, rated PG, and this is coming to us from Angel Studios. It's got a 75% positive, a good rating from Rotten Tomatoes. And this is the real-life story of the Afghan Dreamers. And they're a group of young women who kind of defied the norms in Afghanistan by participating in an international robotics competition. So very great inspirational story. It's a faith-based inspirational story. It's called Rule Breakers, and it's rated PG.
Okay, those are the two. Rule Breakers and Mickey 17 open up this weekend. Now, we do have some movies coming up for Lent this year. March 14th, The Last Supper. Let's talk about that.
I'm sorry, this is a live-action PG-13 movie. It's about the events that happened with Jesus and his disciples prior to his betrayal. So this is The Last Supper, and that's March 14th. Not to be confused with a whole series that we have coming to the big screen on March 28th. So 2 weeks later, we have The Chosen Season 5, The Last Supper. Now, The Chosen is one of the most popular crowdfunded TV series ever. This season is going to focus on the weeks of Holy Week that lead up to the crucifixion of Jesus, and it's going to be released in three parts. So they're releasing this in a couple weeks right up to Easter weekend. Part one is March 27th. Part two is April 3rd. Part three is April 10th. They're going to spread out the 8 episodes of the season across those 3 days so you can see them in the theaters. And we even have a passport available where you can buy some discounted tickets to see every single one of these parts, part one, part two, and part three. You can go to marcustheaters.com/passport to see that. And, you know, they've started releasing these seasons to us before they come out or before you can see them at home. And it is just a great, fun, communal experience to come in. And really, the production value on The Chosen is really, really neat to see on the big screen. So come on out. We've had a lot of people that have come for the last couple of seasons on the big screen. It's just a fun opportunity.
And we've seen them all on the big screen. Then we buy the DVDs afterwards because you want to go back and refer to. They have extras on there and so forth. And what's really good is the director and the creator of the whole series comes out on the screen and talks about it before the movie starts. Some of them even have behind the scenes on how they filmed it. That's how we learned they actually filmed the whole movie in Texas with using extras from Dallas and Houston and San Antonio. But they talk about that in the extras, which they run before and after the film. So it's pretty good. The Chosen, gonna catch that. Angel Studios, becoming big lately. One of the big independents. Angel Studios, the King of Kings. Now, this is based on there have been so many versions of the King of Kings. This one's animated, right?
This one's animated. It's based on Charles Dickens' short story that he read to his family called The Life of Our Lord. And it's about the life of Jesus, and it has tremendous voice talent in this one. Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Pierce Brosnan, Mark Hamill, Forrest Whitaker, Ben Kingsley, and more. You've got a ton of people in this movie. This is going to be released April 11th. It's animated, so if you're looking for something that's themed for the Lenten season, you've got plenty of options with The Last Supper. It's a live-action PG-13 traditional movie. You've got The Chosen Season 5 coming out, and then you've got this animated movie for the family from Angel Studios in King of Kings. So plenty to see during this Holy Lenten season.
Now, there have been other versions of King of Kings. The silent version, it was called The King of Kings. And I could be wrong, but H.B. Warner, I think, starred as Jesus in that film. I could be wrong. H.B. Warner was also Mr. Gower in It's a Wonderful Life, the druggist. I mean, you see these guys pop up everywhere. They're just actors. The second one was released in 1961. It's my favorite version of King of Kings with Jeffrey Hunter. This was one of those big MGM Technicolor musical, and the musicals, big Technicolor extravaganzas, and it was very well done. That's my favorite version of King of Kings from 1961. And then there was the big Cinerama version in 1965, The Greatest Story Ever Told with Max von Sydow, who went on to play The Exorcist later on in the 70s. So Yeah, a lot of good movies to see, and these become classics. I know The Chosen series, we know so many of our friends that don't miss The Chosen. So if you want to get tickets for it, don't wait till the last second because you don't want to miss it. These are one-shot deals usually, the March 27th, April 3rd, and April 10th. Let's get some movie news in before we get the break in here. Monopoly, the movie? Really?
That's right. Actually, we announced this, you know, a couple months ago. We talked about this. Monopoly is in development, and it's in development from Lionsgate, and they've just signed on the writers for this movie. So two gentlemen, one is John Francis Daly, the other one's Jonathan Goldstein. They've signed up to write the story of what will be the Monopoly board game on screen, and their most recent collaboration was Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. If anyone saw the one, it was a really good movie that had a lot of action and a lot of comedy to it. So hopefully we'll see kind of a mix of both here in Monopoly. I don't know how they'll script out people as real estate tycoons acquiring properties, but hopefully it will be a good one on screen.
You know when they send you directly to jail, don't collect $200? You know the little character in the jail cell on the corner of the board? He actually has a name. He's Jailhouse Jake. That's his name. All the characters really have names. I forget what the police officer is on the board there, but on the community chess card, you know the guy with the mustache and the top hat? It's Pennybacker or something like that. I forget what his name is. Pennybacker. Everybody's got names. So I just wonder if they'll have the characters in the movie. Monopoly, the movie. It's not coming out yet. They're still filming it. Scream 7. They're up to number 7 already in that series? Oh, my goodness. Talk about that.
They're up to 7. They went for a while. They took a break. They came back. And the other person that's coming back is David Arquette. He's set to return to the series. That should be interesting because
he died.
He seemingly was killed in Scream 5. But, hey, it's Hollywood. We can bring anyone back. Familiar faces will be back with David Arquette. Nev Campbell, Courtney Cox, Mason Gooding, and Savoy Brown are also going to come back for this one. So I found the last Scream 6 to be very, very entertaining. I think the series is just a fun one, and it will be fun to see how they bring this character back in Scream 7.
And there's another character. I forget his name. Okay, he's also dead, and they're bringing him back as well. All right, Evel Knievel. Now, there's been a couple of movies about Evel Knievel already, including one that came out of the 70s with, George, I'll think of it in a second, George Hamilton. He starred as Evel Knievel, believe it or not. Let's talk about this biopic of Evel Knievel with what? Leonardo DiCaprio or Adrian Brody? Really?
Yeah, that's right. And Damien Chazelle is actually the one who's going to be directing this one. So we'll see how this goes. He's a Oscar-winning director. He's going to be directing an Evel Knievel biopic, and looks like they're down to two people to play Evel Knievel. Leonardo DiCaprio or Adrian Brody, it's going to be one of them. Paramount's going to put this thing out. Now, if you would have asked me, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, which one of these two would they pick, I might have said Leonardo DiCaprio all the way. However, Adrian Brody has just won a second Oscar for his performance in The Brutalist. So we'll see what goes on, and we'll see who they choose. But it should be a fun one on screen. I mean, there's so much to this person's life that I think would be neat to watch on the big screen. So we'll see what comes out of it.
All right, here's one of my news stories. Another beloved character falling into the public domain. So we've got a Popeye horror movie coming out. We had the Winnie the Pooh. We had two Winnie the Pooh horror movies. Mickey Mouse is coming out with a horror movie. And now comes Bambi. Bambi the Reckoning, the latest public domain horror movie from the Pooniverse. Like Winnie the Pooh, the Pooniverse. So they're making R-rated horror movies out of all these characters, which they can do once they're in the public domain. I mean, there's, you know, you can do whatever you want with them. And but the Mickey Mouse one, it's only the Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse they can screw around with. Again, they can't use the current Mickey Mouse, but the Steamboat Willie one where he looks like a rodent. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. Brett did his picks with us the other day for the Oscar wins. He got a couple of them right. We'll find out what he got right, what he got wrong, see how much money he won in the bets. you can't bet on that stuff. You know why Hollywood doesn't take bets on that a lot? Because somebody knows the winners. And you can't bet on something where somebody already knows the answers. It's not like a horse race where nobody knows. Somebody knows who won because somebody stuffed the envelopes. So they can't bet on that stuff. Brett Hoffman, Marcus Theaters here. More coming up in just a moment. 7:49, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated one- and two-bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Talking to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, the Academy Awards. Brett and I, last week at this time, were getting his picks. Now, I didn't do picks because I didn't see a lot of the movies, but I did see some since we talked last time. I saw The Brutalist. I thought it was worth 3.5 hours out of my life. I'll never get back again. I didn't like it at all. I did like the Conclave. That I thought was good. I thought the ending was kind of eh. It probably wouldn't happen in real life. But I was on the edge of my seat during the whole movie. I thought it was great, Conclave. But The Brutalist, 3.5 hours, and I can't ruin the picture for people. But, you know, when you do subtitles, and there were some limited subtitles, don't put white subtitles on a white background. It never works. But, you know, somebody said something interesting. They said, I admired the movie more than I liked it, which is kind of interesting. That you saw part of it, though. You didn't see the whole thing, right?
Yeah, actually, it's a funny story. I had somewhere else to go. So I was seeing about, 2 hours of a 3.5 hour movie. And, you know, I really enjoyed what I saw, Don. I can see where you're going, but I need to finish off the other hour or so, or hour and 30 minutes.
No, you don't.
To make my final determination.
Okay. No, you don't. I'll tell you what happened. Okay, let's talk about the Academy. You saw the Academy Awards show, didn't you?
Of course.
What'd you think of it? I thought it was pretty good. I think it moved quickly. And I like the fact they brought musical numbers back. That opening number from not only Wicked, but the original Wizard of Oz, the Broadway show, The Wiz, and then Wicked. I thought that was just great. And the James Bond stuff I thought was great, too.
Well, it's funny because seemingly they went overtime because I was originally streaming.
I know.
And at a certain time, it threw up. This is completed. So I just switched over to the normal broadcast at that time. But I didn't feel that. And you know what? You know, I hope they bring Conan back because I really enjoyed Conan O'Brien. It was like watching one of his best of stand-up routines. I enjoyed him when he was doing late-night shows, and I thought he did a really great job of just, you know, kind of razzing people where it was appropriate, giving us kudos and giving us, you know, the appropriate type of humor that we were looking for this type of broadcast.
You know, one of the previous hosts once said, and I forget which one it was, he said, put all your jokes up front because as the night goes on, the audience is filling up with losers because for every category you have one winner and four losers. And the audience is filling up. And when you start losing, you're not in a good mood. You're very in a good mood at the beginning because you don't know what's going to happen. You're excited. And if you notice, they do very few jokes as the night goes on. It's just straight introductions because these people aren't in a good mood. They lost. So anyway, I thought it was a good show. I liked it. And they announced all the correct winners. Remember the year they gave the wrong Best Picture and they had to rescind it? Remember that? I don't know how they did that. Remember that they announced the wrong movie for Best Picture of the year?
Yep, that's right. That's in La La Land lost. So that was kind of funny. But now, of course, they are probably watching that like nothing ever before. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so. I noticed, and I mentioned this to you on Monday, the day after the Oscars. There aren't a lot of major studios winning. And now you said Warner Brothers put Dune 2 out. Universal did Wicked. And the rest, I think, were all independents. There was no MGM. There was no Columbia Pictures. I mean, they're all independents. A24 was one of the big ones. Then you've got, starts with an N. I can't think of the name of the company. But that was the one for Anora. I mean,
yeah, Neon Pictures put on Anora. It was Neon.
So I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Ever since they released and they got this to up to 10, they did that to try to get more popular movies in. And I think actually it's had the reverse effect. It's gotten more of the independents and the moderate movies in, but it could just be the years. So we'll see. This year, you've got a ton of product out there that is probably going to get nominated next year. You have got Wicked for Good. You've got the next Avatar. You've got a bunch of big movies that I could possibly see in scope to be there in that mix as well. But overall, I thought it was a great show. And as you talked about, I actually tell people I got 2/3 correct. I got 6 of 9. But as you pointed out, I was 6 for 6 up until one point of the night.
Then everything went south.
The last couple of awards, and there you go. I went on a streak of 3 losses in a row at the end of the night.
I did.
So it was interesting.
I did like Mick Jagger out there. Mick Jagger from the Stones came out in a tuxedo. Mm-hmm. He did a great job. He's 81 years old. You would never know it by looking at him. Bob Dylan, they said, was supposed to be there, but he didn't want to do it. So they got Mick Jagger. And I got to tell you something. I was really surprised. He did a great job. He didn't, sometimes you get some of these rock and rollers out there that are so, the old Stoneheads. But he was great, 81 years old. Good for Mick Jagger. I like that. I wish they'd bring back Randy, who was the female announcer on the show. I forget what her last name was. I didn't like the guy, Oppenhofer, whatever his name is.
Nick Offerman.
Offerman. He was okay, but I bring back that woman who did it. I think she did a better job. Okay, let's talk about the Best Picture. You picked what for Best Picture?
Well, I picked Conclave, and it ended up that Anora won. So go figure. It was between the two of those, and I went one way, and the Academy went the other.
So, and you said you saw Anora, correct, or did you not?
Yes.
Good movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie. I mean, I think it's a very quirky, neat, R-rated kind of comedy. And I think it's a very interesting movie, and I think people will like it when they see it. But a different picture than Conclave, which was a PG thriller. I saw Conclave was getting the momentum towards the end, so I went for it. Anora would have been my pick several months ago. Maybe I should have stuck with it. So I just thought the momentum was going to Conclave.
Who'd you pick for Best Actress? Demi Moore?
You know what? I did Demi Moore. And, that's the one that, that's the one that I did not win on. I just thought that she was going to get it as more of a tribute to her body of work. They gave it to Miley Madison from Anora, who also did tremendous. I just expected Demi to get in, just like she did for the Golden Globes.
Who'd you pick for Best Actor? You got that wrong, too.
I did. You're pointing all the ones out. I had Timothy Chalamet, who I thought did such a tremendous job portraying Bob Dylan in, A Complete Unknown. And that's because Adrian Brody for The Brutalist, he was tremendous in that movie.
He's in every scene. There's not one scene of the movie he's not in.
Exactly. I just thought since he had won in 2004 for The Pianist that they might give it to Timothy Chalamet, and it went the other way. So it was one of those.
No, he was good. I didn't like the movie, but he was good. Best Supporting Actress, who did you pick?
I picked Zoe for this one. So Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, you got this right.
I got this right. Yeah, I got all the other ones I picked right. The three. So Zoe Saldana, Saldana, who is in Emilio Perez. I picked her, and she did a tremendous job in that one as well.
You picked Kieran Culkin, too, for A Real Pain?
Yep. Yep, we did.
Did you see that movie?
I did. It's more, you know what? Is it a comedy? Yes, but it's more of a drama, but a very well-done film. But expected to be a drama with comedic moments, which it was. And if you want to go back and see what I thought was one of the neatest acceptance speeches was him talking about his wife and how, you know, she never thought he'd win an Oscar. But I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but just go YouTube his acceptance speech. It's excellent.
It was very good. And everybody remembers him. He was with his brother in Home Alone. He played one of the little, even the smaller kid in the film. So he was there. And from out of nowhere, you picked Best Animated Feature, Flow, which looks good. There's no dialogue in the movie, from what I understand. And I want to see that movie now. But you picked it out of all the big movies on there, like Wild Robot and Inside Out 2. You picked Flow, and you were right. I ignore you at my own peril. I have to.
That's right. Who'd have thought this small Latvian film that was... You know, it went up against Inside Out, The Wild Robot, all these big budget pictures, and here it wins. The movie was so, well, they didn't have much budget. It was so efficient, it doesn't have any deleted scenes, because everything they did had to be put into the picture, and they had to be very deliberate. And it was just fun watching the little engine that could, these little underdogs up on stage that night. So great story there.
Okay, two new movies out again.